Well, I feel like the Lord has, since this morning, been just consistent with Himself all day. It's like Him to be consistent with Himself. It's kind of He does. That's what He does. But it's neat when it's so condensed, you know, in a couple of meetings in one day. He just keeps saying the same thing, and the breakthroughs and so forth. But the Lord spoke to me something very interesting just now, and I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I'm just glad it's not me. Steve, would you come up here, please? Amen. No, just come on up. Put this on. Share with you.
Oh, boy. You know, I just went completely blank, so I just got to draw upon the Lord.
Yeah, you're right. That is a challenge.
Okay.
It took me 8 months to figure out.
I was really interested in hearing what Michael had to say. So.
There's something on your heart, and your mind may not be aware.
Just let me get this, because that was the last thing, really. That Susan hit on right here, because I really believe Susan is believing for the demonstration of the Spirit and God that we haven't seen yet. But it's something you speak of the kingdom and have an expectation. I think that's similar to what I have, and what we want this utterance that comes. And a move of God that's so tremendous that we all are moved into this place of prophesying, and we do have the testimony of Yeshua, and that's when things are really going to change. And I think that, you know, when he says that, but if all prophesy, and an unbeliever, ungifted man enters, he is convicted by all, he is called to account by all, the secrets of his heart are disclosed, and he will fall on his face and worship God. I think they must have had that experience. I don't think he's talking about something that is a possibility. I think that's what happened when they would speak the word of the Lord. There was this instance of, I think it was right after Peter was delivered from the jail cell, and he comes wandering back in, and they couldn't believe it. They were astounded, but had a hard time believing it. But it said that they lifted up their voice and spoke in one accord. It was like a prophetic prayer that they were all uttering extemporaneously, okay? Same word. And I believe that that's the kind of thing that you're talking about. And this I love the opening up of the word conscience to actually view things as someone else is viewing it. And I think that this is really the secret to seeing the kingdom of God released. When we begin to enter into a relationship with the Lord that's so close that we're actually thinking His thoughts after Him, we feel the same passion, the same desire that He has. And I think it's really something that the Lord is moving us into it. That's my hope and my expectation. We're going to see the greater works. It says that the works that He did, we would do also, and greater works than these. And there's a ministry, I think, for the sons of God and Christ coming forth in this many-membered body that is reserved for the children of God. They're going to see Christ coming forth in this flesh, and it says that He's coming to be admired in all them that believe. The Spirit of God is going to be so manifested, I believe, in His people that it'll be very similar to what He said, you know, that if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. Well, if they've seen us, they're seeing the Lord. If they're hearing what we're saying, they're hearing the Lord. And I don't know. I think that's what we're coming into. God is doing this great work, and our confidence is that He can do it. We were talking a little bit prior that I'm sharing with our Mike and Susan ministering to me before the service and stuff. And I think this is my confidence that when you see the scope and the magnitude of the work that has to be done, you just say, impossible. There's no way that could possibly happen. God can't give me a blueprint and me execute the thing. It has to be Him not only knowing what has to be done, but actually performing that work. And that's my confidence. So anyway, I'm done, man. I'm gonna get it.
We got to do what the Lord tells us to do. And He knew that He wanted to put a word in Steve's heart. But the scripture that occurred to me when Steve was sharing was, "He whom the Son sets free is free indeed." And I love to see people run with the truth and run out, and because you know that's what we want, right? We want to minister, and we want to see those people rise up and run out into the world and bring up others and see it happen all over the place. And that's what just—it's not about a personality cult. It's not about a star. It's about raising up the people of God to be the people of God. When I was 19, I was 20 years old, first year of Bible college, I went to a revival meetings back in the hills of St. Louis, Missouri, in a town that doesn't actually exist on a map. And the preacher who took me there was this fire-breathing guy who was in his mid-late 60s, who had come from the area and had been an evangelist. And he just saw me, and I got to know him, and he's like, I'm going to be the speaker at this revival, and I want you to come with me. So he dragged me with him, and we went back there. And so he goes up on a Sunday night, and I mean, this was the country where, you know, dressing up for church is fresh blue overalls with a white shirt and a red bandana stuck in the back. And that's Sunday clothes. And I had almost a year of Bible college under my belt. So I hadn't even gone through the whole book yet. And I went, and I was sitting there, and I'm waiting. And this guy was a great preacher, and I was waiting for him to speak. He gets up there, and he says, "The Lord has spoken to me," and he told the congregation I was supposed to be the speaker that night. He stepped down from the podium, and he called me up. And you know, you just got to let it fly, you know, when you're doing that. You just got to let fly. You got to make up for zeal what you lack in knowledge, you know? And you just go for it. I think I spoke on the crucifixion of Christ, something I had been, you know, spending a lot of time with. But it was for him. He wasn't threatened by bringing me up. He wasn't worried about his reputation. He wasn't worried about the response of the people. He believed that I had a calling on my life, and he wanted to see God use me. And he knew I'd be scared to death, and he knew that I might not even do a very good job. But he wanted to release what was happening, and he wanted to release what he saw in me as a seed. And you know, I've never really been that afraid of any group since then, because it's like you're either gonna sink or you're gonna swim, folks. So I am just, you know, Steve, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Don't blame me, you blame the Lord. He spoke to me very clearly that you were to be up here, and I'm thrilled because I really received what, you know, the truth that you spoke. So I just feel that. I'll pray. I think that's kind of tidying things up, and appreciate just... I want to just say all this as well, that I do appreciate everyone that just comes out. There's so much that we share is new truth. Not new scriptures, but maybe some new understandings that come. Difficult sometimes to get. You have to, your heart has to understand them. And that's a whole new concept itself. And it's been neat to hear how the Lord is pouring out on His kids, which is really what we're up to anyway. Heavenly Father, I thank You so much that You are such a wonderful, gracious, and faithful God to us. And you set us free to run with you. And you've given us all these gifts, and you're unburying them. You're digging us out of the holes we were in, and all the stuff that was keeping us from flowing, and the giftings you've given us in the ways that you want us to move in your body. You are uncovering that, and you are freeing us from all the things that kept us down. You are giving us new visions and understanding. You're freeing us from our fears. You're lighting things up for us and understandings. You're opening up your word to us. You're pouring out. And we, Lord, we love it. We're swimming in it. We're getting bathed in it. And we pray, Lord, that you would sprinkle our hearts from a guilty conscience. Lord, that co-perception from parents and bosses and teachers and our own stuff that we put on ourselves, things we read or whatever, culture. Lord, let it, none of it stand that's not from you. None of it, Lord. We want your perception only. And we want to run with that, Lord. We want to run with that vision that you said we're supposed to give out so that he who hears it may run with it. We want to run with it, Lord. We want to run. And so, Lord, we pray that you would continue to open up your understandings to us. That you'd continue to free our hearts from all of these chains. And Lord, with the freedom that you give us, we pray that we would join you in all the stuff you're up to, all over the world and all the ways you're working, Lord. That we would be able to join you freely the way you were able to join your Father freely. Let that be our model and let us do it just like you did, Lord. And you said we would, and greater works, which we have to get around that too, Lord, and receive that word that we could do greater works than you. Even though it was said that not all of the ink could fill in all of the books in the world. It's like we could not possibly write down all that you did. And you said we would do greater. So Lord, that's something that we really want to see. So Lord, go with us. And we love you, Jesus. We praise you. We lift our voices to you, Lord, to worship you, Lord. Our souls rejoice, Lord Jesus. Take joy, our King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet song in your ear, Lord. Amen.